Teslas diyor.
Followers, tonight is your night. Tonight, the golden voice of the unheard emerges unscathed. Mostly. Tonight, my fellow Artwellians, our fearless leader takes to the mic and begins the slow march to the truth, no matter the cost. Tonight, listeners, let me welcome you to the new and improved Ocean to Ocean, deep within our Patreon-funded bunker. It is time once again, wherever you are, whenever you are, to be welcomed, finally, to your journey into the unknown with Art Wells and the Ocean to Ocean AM team. Now brought to you by Mail Shrimp. Jonesing for Mail Shrimps? Mail Shrimp. Go on, get your mail on, girl. Well, Art hasn't shown up yet, so I think he throws to a commercial at this point. Come on, help me out here, Ruth. Throw to friggin' commercial already.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Oh, sorry, folks.
Oh, calm down, everyone, calm down.
Yes, it is me, Kevin, the star of the infamous podcast, Kevin's Cryptids. Joining me on stage is my protege, Taylor Hunt.
Protege?
And I just want to say, great season, everyone. That was beautiful work.
Yeah, great season, guys. Really picked it up at the end there. Oh, and a big thanks to a few select crazy rascals. You know who you are.
We called you here to tell you that we are now on the best podcast network.
Aw, dude, Death Squad? Is Red Band here?
What? No. Feral. Feral Audio.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Now that we're on Feral, new listeners can binge season one.
Well, what episode should they start with?
Well, you know, it makes most sense to start with the first episode. All right, guys, calm down. Look, this is how we explain what the whole show is about.
Whoa. I'm not even in that one. Episode two, idiot.
No, dangerous now. This is the episode where we learn that I'm a storied Sasquatch hunter and that Taylor is a washed-up journalist who follows me. Plus, we already rewound the tapes.
So come on, guys. We all worked so hard on this. Let's give a proper introduction to the show. Let's go. Come on.
There's also some free food in the back. Now make sure you all subscribe to us on iTunes and check out kevinscryptids.com.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Truth nuts. The only way I can begin this broadcast is to ask for your forgiveness. I let some government bastards smash the studio up, and then I drop off the face of the earth for months. And then I'm not even on time for the first show. But those of you still listening, my team and I, we thank you. But we're all here. Well, most of us. I'm missing an eye. Moulton has about half of a face, and Judy, well, let's just say Ruth, Judy's sister, is now working for us. But we must march on towards the truth. And now, the reason.
So you're just not going to explain why you were late?
You know, in my day, it was just a man and a mic. Now, would you two let me tell the story I was getting there?
I'll be damned if I'm going to let you ramble into oblivion. There's too much show to chew through, man.
Ooh, I like this new format.
The reason I was late is that I was talking to our security team about the threat we received just moments before the show, folks.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Look who's begging Papa Art for the answers to the unknown now. But first, Truth Nation, I believe you know what time it is. And if you've been as excited to hear me say this as I've been to say it, well then, get some towels ready, because it's time for headlines. Trackers from the southwestern region of the United States have reported a sharp drop-off in the number of chupacabra sightings. Some, like me, find this to be a blessing. A series of interdimensional portals have been opening and closing above Seattle. Residents have reported being thrust into other horrifying dimensions where Oscar Mayer is Oscar Mayer and Uncle Pennybags has a monocle. Talk about hell on earth. Reports say the tunnels that connected the Sonoran Desert and Washington, D.C. have been bustling with activity due to the great mole person migration. Experts agree that the Mole Council must have worked out a hell of a deal with the lizard overlords in order to be able to use their tunnels. And now it brings me great pleasure to bring back our Anunnaki expert, Glenn Zerpa. You there, Glenn. The people thirst for the truth.
Hello? Hello?
Good one, Glenn. Ha ha ha. Good one. We get it. It's the All Hallows Eve. And now, get to the facts, Jack. Or should I say, Jack O'Lantern?
Just a second. Hold on. Hello? Art, you there? I log out my end to static.
My lord, man!
Oh, geez, there you are. Hey, we Zerpas don't like to be kept waiting. What in the hell is the deal?
Wait, you didn't hear any of that?
Just some static. I've got Anunnaki updates listeners need to hear now, Art.
Just hold off, Glenn.
Yes, please. Zip it, Zerpa. What in the hell was that?
Maybe it has something to do with the threat you were talking about.
But we have more headlines, and the Hollywood Medium is going to contact our late friend, Shard Dietary. The show must go on.
Art!
Okay, okay. On the way in this morning, I found a note. For our listeners at home, the note consists of a rough sketch of Richard Gere with whacked-out red demon eyes and "Get Out" scrawled on the bottom of what appears to be some kind of thick black goo. It is wild beyond belief.
Move to a small town and get radio experience, they said. Nothing dangerous ever happens out there, they said.
Replay the distorted part of the call, will ya? I heard a voice in the static.
I don't think I can handle another fight. Not even Drive Time Mike and the Garbage Boys will take me back at this point. Let's bail. Like yesterday.
I don't think we can do that, old multi. We worked too hard for this new place, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let a single Patreon subscriber down. The show goes on. Right after these commercials.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Hi. Yeah. Really nice to meet you. I mean, this is so awkward. I've never done this before. This is my first time.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
I can't tell you how many of these kind of dates I've been on.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I go on a lot of these. I don't know. I'm a bit nervous. Sorry. Yeah. Dates, right?
Our K2 EMF readers are going off.
Ah!
And did you feel that cold spot too?
What?
Help lost souls escape the mortal plane with your soulmate. ParanormalPairings.org.
I'm really happy we're doing this. I mean, ghost hunting is just so lonely by myself.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
And we're back.
Nope, we aren't doing this. We aren't just going to ignore a warning like that. This is how characters die, Art.
Might as well sit back, Ruth. No stopping a speeding truth train once it's left the station.
Oh, yeah. You could try, but it might just get you killed.
Glenn, you can't just stay on the line talking like a creep. Just call back tomorrow. Cut the line, Ruth. And now, back to the show. Our first guest, the esteemed Hollywood medium Shiler Timley, is here to contact our dear friend Shard. Maybe he can shine some light on our situation. Hello, Skyler. Welcome aboard. Kyler, is that you? Did we step into the beyond?
It has to be. The Hollywood medium is coming on. I'm sure it's just Aaron Spelling trying to apologize for all the scripts of mine he rejected. Every great man has one flaw.
That still doesn't explain why Richard Gere was on the note.
Maybe it was Richie Boy. The last barbecue we had didn't exactly end well. It was kind of awkward.
I don't know. If we end the show now, maybe whatever it is will leave us alone.
Not with Shylock on the line. No guests left behind. Now, Shylock, are you still there? Come on, give it to us. Has this all been the spirits following you?
Oh my God, Art. I've been listening this whole time. I thought when I finally got through, I'd be diving headfirst into a scalding hot soup of famous souls trying to melt each other's taste buds off.
I was right. They all want to apologize. I knew my stories were good.
No, not the case at all, my friend. I have not been able to detect a single human spirit. Well, except one.
Skybar, who are we talking about? I mean, maybe they're the spirits behind all this.
Well, it's Aaron Spelling, and he has a message for Molten.
Tell him I already forgave him a long time ago.
I'm sorry, Molten. It wouldn't be nice of me at all to repeat what he is asking me to say right now. So, I'll write you an email, and I'll send it to you after the show.
Great. I look forward to his notes.
Wait, so if it's not spirits, Shyler, then what has been calling in and blowing angry wind at us?
I wish I could help, but I just don't know. And it's going to be another grand if you want more time, Art. Ghost problems are expensive problems, my friend.
Thank you for your time, and folks, be sure and check out Shamrock's television series every night from 6 to 8 on Chevron with Techron TV. That segment ended before it was supposed to, didn't it?
Let's open the lines up. Maybe someone out there knows what's going on.
Oh, you're right. It's been so long, I forgot that was an option. Open the floodgates and let there be light.
There are too many. Start answering them.
West of the Rockies line, you're on the air. Cut that line, Ruth. I said cut the line. It's gone loony.
I did. I don't know where those whispers are coming from.
North of the Mississippi line, are you out there? Can you help us? Listeners, and anyone brave enough to still be on our phone lines, I urge you to hang up now. The darkness has filled the studio, and I can no longer see Molten. Oh, my God. I can't see a thing. Molten, is that you? Who is that? Who's there? I can see a figure. Ruth, is that you? Answer me. Listeners, a dark figure approaches. Who are you? I found it. Ruth, open your eyes. Are you okay? Come on, talk to me. She's now just standing just feet in front of me, eyes closed. Oh, folks, this is almost too much to bear. Oh, God, she opened her eyes. They're as red as a demon's. Red and glowing. Ruth, what's gone wrong? Are you there?
Ruth is gone. It is only I.
No scary miss is going to take me or any one of my crew members off the air, bud. So dissipate the fuck out of here or get ready to answer to me.
I will show you, Radio Man.
Listeners, horror from the darkest corner of the imagination has reached out through the ether to contact us. It stands grotesque in front of me while speaking through Ruth with some sort of unseen connection. What do you want with us? What are you?
The Mothman. You did not heed my warnings. Now all will pay.
Well, Mothman wants my nest. Why, so you and your moth friends can have flashlight parties?
Danger is still after you. Death, destruction. Their eyes see you. Their ears hear you. Their feet are
walking towards us? Look, I've just about had it, pal. Those damn chupacabras didn't kill me, and I'll be a cold day in the radio when I let some giant bug snuff me out.
Your bodies would have been torn apart like the Silver Bridge if I wanted. And I'm here to help.
Oh, help? Is that what you're calling all this? Scaring the daylights out of people? Is that how you moth people help each other? Well, no thanks, bud. I'll stick to lending a hand the old-fashioned way, with my hands!
Oh, wait. You're not into the dark stuff? Jeez, I thought that's what everyone liked about me.
Heck no. I like your real voice. Save those bells and whistles and darkness for when you really need them. And what the hell, Mothy? Is Ruth gonna be okay? Are you talking through her?
Just a little possession trick I picked up in Desert Storm.
But don't worry, she'll be fine. Just give her my deepest apologies when this is all over. People don't take me serious unless I bust out the scaries.
And what about Moulton? He vanished the moment you took the lights out.
The guy who bolted for the closet when I showed up? He's probably still in there. We should check on that poor dude.
We should keep him in there for a bit. You know, this is an ocean-to-ocean first. Besides, those vicious cobbers have never had a cryptoid on the show.
What? 20-plus years on the air? Not one of us has stopped by? That's just wrong. So, what do I do?
Introduce your damn self.
What do you call your listeners again?
Truth Nuts, baby.
Well, Truth Nuts, name's Mothman. Been on this earth for quite some time. And for one night only, I'm here for you callers. Oh, and Art, by the way.
Yeah?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Season 2 coming soon.